What is good, beautiful people? Connor Trott here. I wanted to extend a sincere thank you for listening to Law of Attraction. I hope you can find some type of value from this message on today's episode. And I'm just really enjoying putting these messages out for you. So yeah, let's hop right into today's episode and I will see you guys in the next one. Peace. Love you. Happy freaking Friday, beautiful people. What is going on? Welcome back to another Friday Live we got going on. So, I missed you guys. I hope you've been doing well. I hope we've been having a good week so far. And I want to catch up a little bit, see how your week's been. We'll hang out for a little bit, and we'll go from there, okay? So, if you're new to these Friday Lives, first off, first and foremost, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I love to see your beautiful face. I love to hang out for a little bit, get to know each other. And we're building a little special community every Friday, 3 p.m. PST, okay? So this is what we do here. So if you're new here, this is how we run things, okay? So I'd love to know what your first name is. I'd love to know where you're tuning in from. And then I'd love to know something really, really good that's going on in your life right now, and then we can go forward from there, okay? So let me just check one thing real quick and we can get... Cool. All right, so if you don't know who I am, my name is Connor Trott. I never say my last name. I don't know why I did that. My name is Connor, and I'm from Pittsburgh, and I don't know why I just did this real quick. Let me do this real fast. I think this is... There we go. Yeah, like I was saying, my name is Connor. I'm from Pittsburgh, and something really, really good that's going on in my life right now is that we did something yesterday that I can't exactly say yet, but I'm still gonna say it. Not like give you details what it was, but we did something that's a little project that I've been working towards for quite some time, and I'm gonna share that with you guys in about a month. So yeah, I can't wait for that. So we did that yesterday. Officially, and but yeah, I'll let you know what that is in like a few weeks, okay? So let's see who else we got here, and then we'll get going. I got some questions that we'll just run through real quick on this Friday Live, and I'll let you guys have a great rest of your day, okay? So what is going on? I had a great Thanksgiving, Chris Michael. We had a I spent my Thanksgiving with my friend, so we just did that on Thanksgiving. Was not with family or anything like that. Haven't been with Philly family for the past few years for Thanksgiving, but yeah. What is going on, Danica? We did, Danica's been killing it. My week's fabulous. We have had 100 burpees for breakfast every morning at 5 a.m. Danica, you're out here killing it. Danica from Arizona. We got Aubrey in the house. We've got Nissy from Australia, down under. Let's go. Starting off international, we got Jason from the Congo. Ooh, double international. What is going on, Jason? And Charleston, West Virginia, getting back into the gym, so that's always good. Let's go, Hope. Let's go, Hope. We got Ashley from Wisconsin, applying for graduate school with a full scholarship. That's big time. All right, we're making big girl moves, Ashley. Let's go. Proud of you. We got Brittany in the house. What is going on, Brittany? We've got Holly in the house. And we got Jorge from Texas. What part of Texas are you from, Jorge? We got Kaylee in the UK. What part of the UK, Kaylee? We got Toronto, Canada in the house. And so, yeah. So if you're tuning in a little bit later, I'd love to know what your first name is. I'd love to know where you're tuning in from. Courtney from Washington just booked a trip to Sturgis 2024. Where's Sturgis? It's probably bad of me not to know, but I actually do not know where that is. So I'd love to know where that is. So yeah. So love to know what your first name is. Love to know where you're tuning in from. Love to know something really good that's going on in your life right now. And then I got some questions we're just gonna rock through real quick. I haven't done like one of these like anonymous Q&As in a bit, so that's what we're gonna do, okay? We got Grace from Ohio. What part of Ohio? I know like most cities in Ohio. Grace, we got Florida in the house. We got Rose from Collegeville, PA. Let's go. Fellow PA, Joshua Columbus, Ohio, Darnell Rapping, New Jersey. We got Jersey in the house. Cool, cool. The weather here, we got Tanya from Ohio. We got another Ohio in the house. Angela from Indianapolis, Indiana. The weather here is, I think it was like, it's in the 60s. It's getting a little bit chillier. So we got a little, whatever this is called, on sweater. It's not like a sweater. It's like a, I don't even know what you call these. Plain City. It's so plain. You probably never heard of it. That makes sense that Plain City would be plain, you know? Cool. Awesome. So we got, cool. So I'm going to get going, but if you want to like let me know what your name is, I'd love to read it out. Chesapeake, Ohio. Cool. Cardigan. Cardigan. That is what this is called. Cool. So yeah. So I pulled, we got 23 questions. We're just going to go through real quick. And if you guys have any other questions you want to ask, I'll answer those too. So yeah, let's get going. So we got last one. Kaylee. Wow. I am sorry. I don't know if I'm going to get your name right. Kalani, I hope that's right, from AZ, from Arizona. Pittsburgh in the house. Fellow Pittsburgh in the house. I love the art. I love the art, Art Page 23. You got my, those are my pictures on my highlights that you've made on my page. Those are straight from your page. So I thank you for making those. Those are awesome. I love the one you made with my dad and I. Cool. We got Bree from AZ. What's going on, Bree? Awesome. So yeah, let's get going. So we got 23 questions. I don't want to take up too much of your guys' time, but I'm going to post this after so you don't catch it on the replay, okay? So, yeah. All right, super easy one. Starting off with Icha here from Indonesia. What is going on, Icha? So the first question is, how old are you? I am 26 years old. My birthday is in July 5th, 1997. I'm Cancer. And I'm 26 years old, okay? Next question, are you judgmental? No. Next question, we're gonna talk about everything here for a little bit, okay? We're gonna talk about like fitness, we're gonna talk about some stuff about me, we're gonna talk about dating, we're gonna talk about some girls, we're gonna talk about Christmas. We got a lot going on here, okay? We're gonna talk about best dinner spots to go to in LA here, okay? So sit tight and sit back, relax, and enjoy this, okay? So the next question is, thoughts on the girl being the one to make the first move when asking out someone they like? So I'm all for that, okay? I'm all for that, but I will just kind of break it down. So if you, I'll break it down to like in person, and then also if you're doing this, if you're trying to shoot your shot over DMs, because I feel like there's a distinction between the two, so. Obviously, like, I feel like nowadays it's probably way more common, like, over online or, like, a message or a DM as far as, like, make that first interaction. But I will say I want to distinguish the between the two, because I feel like if it's in person, it's way more common for the guy to make that first move than the girl. And, I like, from a guy's perspective, I feel like I always thought that that interaction, if it was in person and you're just, like, you're like, you see someone, they're just like, wow, I am super attracted to this person right now, and like I need to go say something to them. I can't not go say something to them. My sister's b-day is July 5th, 1951. You're the same date. That's freaking cool. I've never met someone with that birthday, but that's awesome. So yeah, so if it's in person, like I think it's, I always assumed that like if I saw someone that I wanted to go like introduce myself to and get and talk and say something to them or talk to them because I was into them, then I always assumed that like the girl that wasn't gonna happen unless I did something, right? So I just always assumed that if she even saw me, right, like that she wasn't gonna come up to me first. Like if it was in person, it was just like, all right, I gotta go make the first move. And that's like always what I kind of thought about that, right? But I would say if it's over DMs and message, like, you know, there's no rules to that. So it's not, it's always like, it's probably a little bit more even when it comes to like, should the guy, I feel like the guy should probably still say something and do something first. But like, if he doesn't see you or know, even know about you, then like, he wouldn't know about you unless you send him a message first, if that makes any sense, right? So we're all for that here, okay? So next question is, what do you think are good conversation starters when you want to break the ice with someone you potentially like. So we're starting off the gate with some good ones, okay? And so this one is, it depends, answer I would say as well. So I would say it depends on, I guess first and foremost, I'll also say that I think the best way to do that is your best way of doing that, right? So like, I think I've like, I mean, there's all these, whatever, you see all these pages that are trying to give you like relationship advice and dating advice and just in general advice on how to, you know, whatever, like go up to someone that you like and talk to them for the first time, or just like maintain a healthy relationship and whatnot. And like, I think those are great. Like, I think those are super awesome and great. But I will say that, like, I feel like whatever's like comes naturally to you is going to be like naturally and inherently like attractive and like seductive, like from you, right? So I've tried all these things that like people like recommend to, you know, not like a lot of them, I've like, but like it, some things just like don't feel natural to me. Like, some things feel very inauthentic. That's like not really who I am, right? So it almost like makes it more awkward when you're just trying to be someone you're not, or just try to do some like clever line or something like that. It's almost like weird, right? So like, I would probably say like the best way to just start a conversation with someone is to just do something like, is you're going to be your best way of doing that, right? And like, whatever comes naturally to you, it's probably going to be, however awkward you might think that's going to be, it's going to be a little probably less awkward than you trying to just like do something someone else wanted, said like is the best way to do that, if that makes any sense. But probably for me, like, it probably just depend like where the setting is, like where the situation is. It is to just talk and be you. You got that right, Danica. Just be you. And so like, if it's I don't know, you're just like out and about, like, I don't even know. Like, I would probably just say, going up to them, like, you're just trying to meet a friend, like, not be weird. Like, that's probably the only thing that I could probably say. And just not be like, I don't know. I think it's like people just overcomplicate it, make it super weird, and they kind of ruin it right off the bat, right? But I would just say, like, do whatever comes naturally to you. And if that means like you're looking for a place to go eat or something like that, and you're really wanting to, you know, you just moved to a new city and you're just like trying to like find new places to go or new places to like eat out at, like maybe something simple would be like, hey, do you know any like good restaurants around here? Like, I just moved here or something like that. Like, it's just all like circumstantial, but you know, not making it weird, just making it so it's like just who you are, and not trying to do something that's like not really in your character. Like, you know, that's not super out of character for you to do, because I feel like that just makes it weird, like, to start off with, you know? So yeah. All right, we're moving into Christmas questions now. So the energy you project will be the same energy you will attract. I'm all for that. I am absolutely all for that, Sherry. Yeah, no stalling, lol. You got that right, Danica. Cool. So we're moving into the Christmas sections right now, Christmas questions right now. So top three Christmas movies. Let me know like what your favorite Christmas movies are, and I'll give my Christmas movies, okay? Or I'll give mine first, and then I could like see what you guys think. So, top three Christmas movies for me are Elf is definitely number one. Number two, I kind of forgot about this one until I was like thinking about Christmas movies, but my Home Alone is good too. My number two one is actually How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I like that one. The one with, I like the Jim Carrey one, I think that's what that's called. Home Alone, Polar Express, and Elf. All right, I like those. Elf. I like those, Danica. Cameron likes Elf. So yeah, I do like the animated one too. Like, it's pretty good too. I kind of like the Jim Carrey one a little bit better. Elf, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and then Deck the Halls. Deck the Halls is kind of like probably low key. Like, what is going on, Alicia? Deck the Halls is probably like no one's favorite, but I grew up like watching that on DVD. So I like that movie. Any Hallmark movies, kind of controversial. I'm about that. The Grinch is my fave. Yeah, I'd say that's probably number two for me. So yeah. All right, next one is, I thought there was another one. Oh, I actually skipped this one. Favorite Scrooge, you like Scrooge, okay. Scrooge is pretty good. Actually, you know what? I don't even think I've actually ever seen Scrooge. I actually don't think I've ever, I know the idea of it, like, I know, like, what it's about and stuff, so, like, I'm about, like, the idea about it, but I actually don't think I've ever seen Scrooge. Polar Express, because the music is fire. Okay. I used to have the Polar, so Polar Express used to have, like, a video game that I actually used to have, so I used to play that video game, but, that's a good one. That's probably, like, 4 for me. Definitely top 5. But I skipped this one, accidentally. So this one is favorite Christmas songs. So you gotta let me know what your favorite Christmas songs are. Okay. So these are my top 3 that I was thinking about. Elf. I feel like Elf's like definitely top 3 for every single person, when it comes to Christmas movies. So, all right, now we're on to Christmas songs. Okay. So top 3 Christmas songs for me are, number 1 is All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. That's got to be number 1 for like most people. Number 2, probably Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. That's my number 2. And then number 3. Number 3, I like don't really know a whole lot of Christmas music, but I feel like Oh Holy Night, okay. I like that. I like my classics. Number 3, I like Jingle Bell Rock, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, are probably like tied for number 3. Jingle Bell Rock, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I feel like those are songs, right? Christmas Tree Farm, All I Want for Christmas Is You, like it's Christmas. Okay. Sounds pretty cool. But yeah, does anyone else like have any others besides those? I don't know. I don't really know a whole lot of other ones. Sometimes we'd like sing like classics and stuff. Jingle Bells by Brian Setzer, old one, but my dad's hit too. I like that. Okay. Jingle Bells is good. You can't go wrong with Jingle Bells, let me tell you. Definitely gets you in the mood. Cool. All right, so I think that's all I got for Carol of the Bells. I think that's all I got for like Christmas stuff. But we're getting into the Christmas spirit. We're in December. I feel like we had to include some of those. The Nutcracker album. The Nutcracker album is pretty good, probably. Cool. All right, now I just got some fitness ones real quick. This is going to be super quick because like these are kind of boring, but they're still important, you know. Joy to the World, that's a classic. It's a classic, Ashley. So where are we at here? Here we go. Thoughts on goblet squats and using TRX bands for workouts. I'm not someone that like uses a whole lot of those. My gym has them. I don't really use them a whole lot. I would say if you're kind of transitioning from like a beginner to like an intermediate as far as like training experience, going from like maybe like 1 year of training where you're sort of like a beginner and you're learning movements and stuff, then going into like 2 years, your second year, gifts for men ideas. Huh. That is a like multi-layered question that I'll probably answer maybe at the end or something, okay? It is still Friday here, but just super quick, good men, a gift for men idea is cologne. I love cologne. Cannot go wrong with cologne. And to be honest with you, I don't really know anything else, so that's what I'm just going to say for that. Goblet squats, I guess I was thinking of like kettlebell when I was thinking goblet squats. It's not like necessarily that, but I think they're definitely good like intermediate level kind of exercises. What kind of cologne? I don't have it on me right now, but I use YSL. YSL is probably my go-to right now for cologne. So that is what we got on right now. And yeah, so I don't really do a whole lot of goblet squats. Goblet squats would be more, it'd be like a lot more heavily focused on your quads. So if you're trying to grow your quads, like front part of your lower body and legs, like that'd be a good kind of way to like get strong on your quads. Stick to the burpees, they're good for you. Yeah, burpees will definitely leave you pretty winded for sure. And then TRX is good. Like, I feel like it's a good like next level transition up from like a beginner, like beginner bodyweight workouts. I feel like it's a good like intermediate level where you're like still using your bodyweight, but you can kind of do some different things with the TRX bands. So have you tried Creed Aventus? I have not. I feel like Creed's definitely a very popular cologne. I don't know what it smells like though, but I feel like a lot of guys like that. Excuse me. Cool. Okay, next one. Do you notice any differences in the fitness goals or journeys of male versus female clients? Any differences? So I would just say like in the goals probably. So I probably talk to maybe, it's not every single day, but like on average, probably what are the best workouts for beginners? That is a very depends question, but probably some kind of body weight, resistance training workouts probably going to be best for beginners. And then maybe like transitioning into going to the gym for the first time, doing some light machines, or probably machines would probably be recommended to start off with, and then transitioning to dumbbells, because I feel like some people can be like intimidated going into the dumbbell section and things like that. So typically like machines are probably a little bit more comfortable, and maybe going with a friend for the first time to get a little bit more acclimated to how the gym is and things like that. Okay, so yeah, but as far as like differences, like I probably take 2 or 3 phone calls every day talking to new people as far as like what their goals are, if they want to work together going forward. So that's like what I'm doing when I'm not on here, aside from other client stuff, plans and workouts and meal plans and stuff like that, check-ins. But mainly women, you know, it's not like, this isn't just like an overarching theme, but like most women I talk to are looking to, as far as like physique focus and goals like that, most women, their focus is more so like lower body, glutes, waist, things like that. YSL Cologne's class, Chanel Blue is really lovely too. Yeah, that was like Chanel Blue was my first one when I first started wearing cologne. My first like solid go-to one. And then I'm more of like YSL right now. Creed smells amazing, but I feel that most men nowadays smell like Creed. Yeah, I hear you. And then as opposed to men, most men's focus, their physique goals are going to be more so like upper body, like chest, shoulders, just upper body overall. How can I build a bigger chest, and when should I see results when I build a bigger chest? Yeah, that was like my main focus, and that's like most men's main focus when it comes to their like physique goals and stuff, when I'm speaking to them at least. But probably just, I used to do 100 push-ups every morning when I was like in high school. Not every morning, it was just every day. I did like the push-up test, if you ever like did that, know what that is from like gym class. I used to do the push-up test every day. You're gonna think I'm crazy, but I used to do that, and like that's how I initially grew like my chest initially. But you know, as you get a little bit more like smarter, you're just probably like, it was progressive overload, so we were doing like more and more every day. But definitely like what I would also say is maybe focusing on your upper chest a little bit more, because that's typically lacking. The gym tests, I know, what a throwback, right? But like typically most guys' upper chests are a little bit more underdeveloped than like their mid chest and lower chests. So if you can like work on your upper chest a little bit more, it's gonna like round out your chest a little bit more, and like it's gonna like stick out a little bit more, if that makes sense. So yeah. But that's mainly the main differences. Like most women, their physique goals are a little bit more focused on like lower body, right? And like, you know, glutes and their waist and stuff like that. Most guys want like a little bit more like a V, like upper body, want that broadened, and like shoulders and things like that, right? That's not overarching theme. That's just like in general, like what most people do. For a girl, how can I build biceps? Like, is there certain exercises I need to do more? Yeah. For biceps, so your biceps, you have two heads, hence by that like prefix, if that's what that's called. So you have your short head and your long head. So you have like, there's different areas where you can kind of like, different exercises where you actually would like sort of keep your elbow, that you would focus a little bit more on each head. So yeah, I can't exactly remember, but if you're like sort of holding, just basically two exercises that I just like to always do, like I always do these when I'm doing like any kind of bicep day, is so I do biceps like twice a week, on my arms and delts day, and then on my back and biceps day. And basically two, I do like typically three exercises I do are just like typical dumbbell, simultaneous dumbbell curls, standing simultaneous dumbbell curls I do. And so another one I do is just hammer curls. So hammer curls are where you're like, your hand is just like this, you know, thumbs up kind of thing. Not really thumbs up, but like you're holding it like that. Simultaneous hammer curls. And then I usually do some kind of a preacher curl where your elbows are sort of locked in place on a pad. You know, a lot of gyms have these like machines that you can kind of just do like the curls like that. It's a little bit more like concentration curls where you're focusing a little bit more on like the contraction a little bit more. So those are kind of like different variations that I like to do, like three exercises twice a week. Is just what I prefer. So cool. Danica just ordered power blocks. Let's go, Danica. What are power blocks? What are your thoughts on intermittent fasting, specifically 14 versus 16 hours? I'm a big fan of intermittent fasting. I like it. I personally do. If I'm like being really serious about that, intermittent fasting, you know, you have feeding windows and fasting windows. Most commonly, you might have like different time periods. So you have like 14-hour intermittent fasting, 16-hour intermittent fasting. I prefer, like, if I'm like on my game and like I'm on my intermittent fasting game and I'm like really, really solid on that, then I typically would eat between like 12 and 8. And then I'd stop eating by 8. And then I would not eat anything. I typically skip breakfast, not eat anything until 12 the next day. And that's what works for me. That is what works for me. So that would be a 16-hour intermittent fast and then like an 8-hour feeding window. Getting in all my calories and macros within that 8 hours. So that works for me. I like to train fasted in the morning first thing. I like to just, I do like a protein shake. So it's not like a true intermittent fast, but I'll drink my protein shake after the gym, and then typically I won't eat like a legitimate meal until like lunchtime at 12. So, but yeah, that's what works for me. Like, I'm a big fan of it. So yeah. All right. What is better, Alani or Celsius? I gotta say, Alani, 1,000%. Alani, this is like a new, I'm trying this new flavor. It's called Cherry Slush. These are great, by the way. I do one of these a day. Like, I don't know how crazy you guys are on like caffeine or anything like that, but this is the only caffeine I do. I don't do pre-workout ever really anymore. I just do one of these sugar-free energy drinks every day while I'm doing my work. And it's like the best part of my day. Would you ever go back on Love Island? Probs not. I probably would not do that. But definitely Alani over Celsius, I must say. I'm not a big fan of Celsius, I gotta say. I've tried pretty much all the flavors of Celsius, and I think they all taste very similar. I have had the Witch's Brew. That's pretty good too. I gotta say, this cherry slush, I feel like the cherry slush and the blueberry one, I don't know what that one's called, are like definitely the best, like some of the best energy drinks that are like out there. And this literally has zero sugar and three carbs. So you can't beat that. Celsius is the same thing, but I just don't like the taste as much as Alani's are. So they got some really good flavors. They got some really good like fruity flavors. And I'm a big like fruity flavor with some of these drinks, you know. Perfect. So let's see, what's the next one? You are always checking in on us. In November was men's mental health month. How are you doing? From one king to another. Yeah, I'm doing solid. Like, I've never been more solid, I think, ever. And thank God for that. Literally, it's because of him. So yeah, we're doing super, super good right now. Does that have more or less caffeine than Celsius? It probably, I don't really know actually how much Celsius has. This has 200 milligrams of caffeine. Celsius probably has about the same. Riley's Big Sister, it probably has the same. They all kind of have similar amounts. Some of them might have like 300. So just so you know, like 200 milligrams of caffeine is, 200 milligrams of caffeine is basically like 2 cups of coffee. So like 1 cup of coffee, I don't know how much that would be, like 8 ounces of coffee would probably be about 100. So it'd basically be about 2 of those and just one of these cans. So yeah, it's about the same. Okay, I figured it was about the same too. Cool. Do you only train women? If so, why? I would love to work with you / train with you. I do not only train women. Most of my clients are women. Then, if you don't sin, then Jesus Christ died in vain. Bless sin. Yeah. Amen. Canada. Or Danica. Be bouncing off the walls. Yeah. No, I don't only train women. Most of my clients are women. Probably about 80% at this point, give or take. But no, we train men. We train the guys too. So, yeah, I would love to get to know you a little bit more, hop on the phone and, go from there. If you want to fill out the link in my bio, I'd love to talk to you. Okay. So if you have online classes, I do not have online classes. But I do have online coaching. If that sounds something you would like to learn more about. All right, next question. Would you date a non-Christian? And the old me would probably say 100%. Let's go, Danica. Thank you. I appreciate that. Connor's the best trainer. Danica's the best client. Danica's lost what? What have we lost? Like 20 pounds in 10 weeks? 16, I think. 16 and a half pounds in what, 10 weeks or something? Danica's been killing it. But yeah, would you date a non-Christian? I would say the old me, the younger me, less mature me would say, let's do it, let's go for it. Absolutely. But I don't know. I think nowadays, probably not, to be honest with you, if I'm being honest, because that changed my life, literally changed my whole life this year. I know I'm new to this. I'm new to it. I'm getting more mature with it, but probably not, if I'm being honest. Needs to be equally yoked. No, they don't have to be equally yoked, but I think faith's got to be important to them, you know, so because it's important to me. So, yeah. Next one, favorite gym fit. My favorite gym fit is stand your ground. You got that right. Favorite gym fit. Great answer. All praise to the higher power. Amen. Favorite gym fit for me is Brands Alphalete. Probably definitely number one. I am from Pittsburgh. Sylvie from Dreams. Alphalete's definitely number one. That's where all my... Amen. That's Alphalete's where all my gym fits are from. So Alphalete all the way, number one. And I'm not a big tank top stringer kind of guy. Daniel from Uganda, Africa. What's going on, Daniel? I'm glad you're here, man. Nice to meet you. I'm not a big stringer. Let me wear this tank top and show off my biceps and shoulders and stuff. That's not me. That's not really my vibe. I'll wear, glad you made that decision, Connor. So glad you made that step in your faith. Thank you very much. It's changed my life. I am from Pittsburgh, US, Pittsburgh, PA, USA. I'm not a big tank top stringer guy. That's not my vibe. I'm more of sometimes I'll wear a cutoff where it kind of cuts here, but I'm not someone that just wears this little stringer kind of let me show off how strong and ripped I am. That's not my vibe. I'll wear a nice little large t-shirt. That's my vibe. Some joggers from Alphalete, and then some I don't know, APL shoes or something. That's my go-to training vibe. But if it's leg day, typically I'll wear my Vans or Chucks when it comes to legs. If I'm doing any kind of lower body, squats or deadlift, I'll wear these flat shoes, not running shoes or any of these kind of other shoes that I have. I like to wear just these flat shoes, so that it's just easier and more stable, when I'm doing those kind of exercises. Okay. So you do devotional. I'm from Philippines, by the way. Nice to see you. What's going on? I do devotionals every morning on the Bible app. That is where, that's where I actually do those at, devotionals. For women, it's leg and oversized t-shirts. I feel that. Gym playlist, top songs. Whoa, that's a big question. Top songs. Right now, I just found this guy named Fred Again. Fred Again, that I've been listening to. If you guys know who that is. Fred Again, dot, dot, dot. I've been listening to him lately. And yeah, so I'm sorry, like, if I can't pronounce your name, like, I just can't. I'm just gonna look funny saying it. How many times a week do you work out? I work out 6 times a week. I take Sundays off. Yeah. All right, next one is tips on remaining positive like you. So, I don't know. I think, like, whenever I started getting into, like, social media a little bit more, and, like, I don't know what it was that, like, helped me develop, like, a better mindset on things, but I started watching, like, a lot of Gary Vee stuff, if you know who that is. He's all about, you know, his positivity and things like that, and, like, that really helped me. Started, like, getting influenced by a lot of, like, all these, like, you know, professional development people and self-help people that, like, really helped change that mindset for me too. And I don't know, man, like, I'll have, obviously, it's like, you're not, like, always like that 100% of the time, right? Like, the other day you just have things that, like, come up in your days, especially, you know, like, if you, like, work, you know, things that come up unexpectedly for work, or what is going on, Daniel? What is going on, Daniel's family? That, like, you don't expect to come up, that kind of, like, throw you for a loop. And because it's, like, unexpected, maybe it kind of is like, whoa, I didn't expect that to come up. And maybe it's, like, something kind of, like, a big deal that you need to address. Like, you know, that day that, like, you're just like, wow, this is going to take maybe a lot longer out of my day that I didn't want to, like, do. That I didn't expect it was going to come up when I started my day. And maybe that can kind of, like, change your mindset a little bit, where you're like, oh my god, like, I was having such a good day, and then this came up, right? And, like, don't get me wrong, like, that's how I always used to think, it still kind of gets me sometimes. But what I, like, just, like, immediately switch, like, I kind of just own it, like, whatever. I feel it inside me. If I'm ever feeling, like, bothered about something, I can just, like, I feel it. Like, I can feel my whole entire state change when something like that happens, or I get, like, if I get, like, a message or something, like, that would, like, oh, I didn't expect to get that message. Like, that wasn't the nicest DM or something, you know, or comment, you know. But it's, like, it's so trivial. Like, it's so minute. Like, it's not going to... It's like, I know who I am, like, you know who you are, and if it's something that you need to address because it's, like, your fault, then I'm just like, all right, I messed up, let me make this correct, let me just do the best that I can right now to make this right, and let me immediately go back to my baseline of being, like, optimistic and things like that, you know? So, that's sort of, like, what I do. I don't really have, like, this, like, tactical thing about it, but, like, I'm just like, I become aware of stuff when things happen like that, and just, like, you know, I kind of try to not, like, linger down in that low level vibe that's, like, I'm sending out to people, right? Because, like, I don't want to be around someone that's not, like, having a good time. It's not a good vibe. Like, it's like, I would like for them to handle their stuff, and then let's come hang out and do our things together and have fun together and stuff. And I'm trying to do that myself, right? Like, I don't want to come into, like, interaction with someone and be like, oh, I actually had this happen today. It ruined my day, and I'm still going to carry this over and affect your day, right? Like, I think that's selfish. Like, I just don't like that. I'm not about that. So I try my best to, like, be like, okay, I don't take my problems. I don't take my, like, issues that happened, like, with me back home. I don't do that. Like, I handle what I need to handle, whether it's, like, during my work day, like, in the gym, like, that stays there, and it doesn't come home with me, right? It doesn't go out to hang out with friends. It doesn't come with me, you know? Like, I deal with that on my own time, and it, like, doesn't come with me after that, you know? So, yeah, it's always a work in progress, you know what I mean? So, just doing your best when you notice that. So, how do you obtain, next one, how do you obtain self-confidence is this next one. So, I feel like that's like a good follow-up to that last one because what worked for me, that's all I can speak to. Like, so what worked for me was just like really doing things that were super out of my comfort zone. I used to think that people were just like born confident, right? Like I was growing up, I was very introverted. I was very like, I kept to myself a whole lot. Like I didn't say a whole lot, like the whole, you know, I didn't say much. Like if you were, you know, like in, when I was growing up in school, like most kids would be like, I didn't like speak a lot. Like I didn't speak some like a whole much. Like, you know, I had my like core group of friends, like were the best time, like best friends. But if I had a class where like I didn't have friends in it, like I did not, sending you progress pictures. Boom. Let's go, Danica. All right. I'll check those out. If I had a class or something like that where I didn't have much friends in it, like I did not say a word. Even if I'm in group settings now, like I'm probably the last person to like say anything, you know. I kind of just listen, I kind of like observe, I watch what's going on and stuff. But I used to think like because I wasn't this like extroverted person, I wasn't this person who was super like outgoing or the life of the party and stuff like that, that I didn't feel like I was confident because of that, if that makes any sense. Hi, Connor. Love from Toronto. We got Toronto in the house. I also learned that it's Toronto. It's not Toronto. It's Toronto. That's how you pronounce that, if that's correct. What is going on, Shay Diaz? But yeah, so I used to think that because I was like kind of shy and reserved and introverted, that like I also wasn't super confident. Like I didn't have a whole lot of self-confidence. And that's just because I was like innately born this way, right? But I would say definitely over the past like few years after I graduated college. Why is it sunny? Juliana Robbins, Toronto. Toronto, is that how you pronounce it? Sunny because we live in Los Angeles and it's usually sunny here. I'm the same exact way. Love that. We love that, Sierra. What is going on, Sierra? We were just chatting. How I did it, how I changed my viewpoint of that, how I changed my mindset and perspective on that was, I was like, well, what if I just tried to do something that I thought was going to give me confidence, like, and build me confidence and like bring me confidence, right? So I was like, whoa, like, let me go try and do like a physique competition where like I go stand on stage in front of people wearing a swimsuit, right? And like, I want to see like what that does for me, like how I think about myself, right? And I did that and I was like, man, I respect myself a little bit more because I did that, and it like brought me a little bit more confidence, right? So you know, and then like changing careers, moving cities and things like that, right? Like making friends again and even just like dating and like being like, whoa, like I can like attract you know, people and stuff like that, right? So via the person I'm becoming and the things that I've done and things that we have in common, right? Like I think that's definitely realizing that it's more of a skill set sort of, right? Rather than sort of like these innate like character traits that you're like born with. Like I used to think that's kind of how confidence worked, but now it's, I view it as something as like always trying to, you know, I used to think like you had to get the way you gain confidence was like doing these like big, scary things, like a really big, physical, small steps, do things that make you uncomfortable. Love that, Erica. I love that. I used to think like I had to go do a half Ironman to be like, oh, I gained a lot of confidence because I'm someone that did a half Ironman. Like I did a, I used to have to go do like a marathon, run a marathon and do these like really physical big challenges, right? To know like, oh, I'm confident because like I know I can do these like physically hard things. And I think that's that can be a part of it, and that can be like the switch and the hack for some people. Like it was for me during a period of probably the past 2 years for me. I think sort of where I'm at now is like I gain confidence on the daily basis when I do things that like I don't want to do, but I just do them anyway because I'm just like I see them as these like investments into like really reinforcing this mentality about like I'm someone that's gonna do things that I don't want to do because I know it's going to reinforce the fact that like how I respect myself and view myself on a daily basis when like challenges or like really things that like shake your life up come up, you know. So yeah, that's just what I have to say about that. Next question: how much longer are you growing your beard? Do you plan on trimming it? Well, you know what, I'll go through little periods like on the daily where I'm like I just want to shave this all off and start from scratch and like regrow it and things, and then I'll go through days where I'm like, man, I'm really really liking how this is looking so far. So I've never grown it this long, so it's kind of like I don't know, it's pretty thick, it's pretty long right now, but we're doing our best. I still trim it sort of on the daily. Typically I'll have to trim like my neck because it'll, I don't know, kind of grows like way down here and it just looks weird. Yeah, so I kind of just trim my neckline. I kind of trim it, if you're a guy and you're trying to grow a beard, try and trim it where your Adam's apple is. Thank you. I'm liking it as well. Thank you. So show it off when you're older, then you can cover it up. LOL. I feel that. I see that's the conundrum that we like. I feel like when you're young, you always want to look a little bit older. And when you get older, you're like, wait, I wish I could look younger. So you like shave it all off if you're a guy. So you're like, oh, I'm actually 10 years younger than I look, right? But when you're younger, you're like, oh, I'm actually 10 years older than I look, you know? It's kind of funny. It's like paradox. But yeah, we're just going to keep it going and see how it looks. So yeah, I'm liking it so far. Best running and training shoe, in my opinion. So I would say I got a new pair of running shoes for my half Ironman a couple weeks ago that I was using for like the past few months. And so I got the Hoka 5 Mox, M-A-C-H. And so those, I really like those. I actually like those better than my Nike running shoes that I used to run the Long Beach Marathon last year. I like the Hoka shoes better. They held up better, I felt like, and they were like, I just liked them better. I feel like I didn't get as many, like, I feel like with the Nike shoes, I kind of got like a blister and stuff. If I was like using them, for a while, but the Hoka ones were really, really nice. I really like the Hoka running shoes are like probably my recommendation. And then for training, I really like APL shoes. So I've been wearing APLs for probably 3 years now. And so they're my go-to gym shoes if I ever want to like get a new pair of gym shoes. So APL is literally my favorite right now. Cool. All right. So just a couple last ones. And I'll let you go about your Friday. It's getting long. So going to LA next week. Best place to eat. Yeah, I would say I probably have three go-tos that are like, if you're like literally going to LA for like the first time and it's gonna be your only time in your life, you gotta eat at these three places, okay? And I'm probably gonna get some, like, anyone who lives here is probably gonna be like, you're missing out on all these places. But trust me, I'm trying to find some good new places. So but we're still getting there. We've only been here for 2 years now, okay? So my top three places, and you want to get dinner here, okay? So if you're staying, you gotta stay for at least 3 days to get dinner at each of these places, okay? First one is going to be Catch LA in West Hollywood. Second one is going to be Boa Steakhouse in West Hollywood. The third one is Spire 73 in downtown LA. It's a rooftop restaurant in this like the tallest building downtown. I think it's called the Spectrum Center. And it's on like the 73rd floor. It's this rooftop. It's this It's the sweetest looking place that you'll ever see. So those are my top three, okay? So yeah, all right, we just got three more, and I'll let you guys go, okay? Would you ever drink again? Would I ever drink again from here? Probably, like, honestly, only, what's the weather now here? It is sunny. I mean, it's like partly cloudy. It's like 60, 65 degrees. There was like a cool looking rainbow. I posted on my story the coolest looking rainbow like I've ever seen in my life here. And it was right by like the Hollywood sign. So yeah. So would you ever drink again? I would say only on very special occasions. Like my very, very, very special occasions, like weddings, you know, probably wouldn't even, I'm not someone that would like really drink on holidays or anything, but like one of my best friends got married last year, and like I had like, we had champagne and stuff like that. So very, very special occasions, like I'll drink, but aside from that, no, I'm just, that's not my vibe anymore. It's not my thing, but I don't have anything wrong with you if you do it, obviously, like, but, that's not my vibe anymore. So yeah. And then what is your skin routine? So my skin routine is very simple. We got three steps that we use every single morning after the shower, every single night before I go to bed, after I brush my teeth, in the morning after I brush my teeth. So we do a cleanser in the morning, we do a moisturizer, and then we do this, it's like a vitamin C serum that I kind of just put underneath my eyes and you know, around there. So that's literally all I do. So I put this cleanser on, I wash my face, you know, after the cleanser to get that off, and then I put the moisturizer on, and then I put the serum on like underneath my eyes, and that's all I do. It takes me like 2 minutes. So that's all that is skin routine, besides like trimming my beard when I need to do it. And yeah, last question is this. Maybe we'll do one more, but how do you remain authentic? How do you remain authentic? Let me know what you think. How do you guys remain authentic? So I think this is like, I feel like as I grow up and like as I get older and mature more, so I feel like I just get more and more, like more and more and more of myself, right? And like okay with who be myself, like who I am. And I, like when you're growing up, I feel like you're just constantly like not wanting to be who you are, and then you just grow up and you're kind of just like, I love who I am, like I really want to be more and more of myself, you know. What is going on, Sarah? But I feel like when you're younger, you're kind of just trying to like, you're like, I don't like who I am. Like, I don't want to be who I am. I want to be like that person over there. I want to be like this person over here. I want to be anyone but who I am, you know? And just in my experience, like growing up, it's this whole process of just being more and more cool with who you are. And, you know, I think it all kind of, it started for me with just being like, you sort of want to change who you are. We got London in England in the house. What is going on, Julie and Christy from London, England? But I think like growing up, you're just like, I don't want to be who I am, because I feel like who I am is not going to bring, it's not going to bring the people into my life that I want to be into my life, right? Because they're not going to like who I am, because I don't like who I am, right? And then I think when you get older and you grow up and you mature, you're just like, I'm just going to start from who I am and the basics and ground zero and be exactly who I am. And that is going to draw, that is going to attract the right people into my life. And if I'm not being, if I'm being anything other than that, then it's a pretty quick tell to just look around you and see who's around you to be like, because they sort of, they kind of reflect who you are, right? So if you like look around you and you see like, really, and you don't like the people that are around you, then it's kind of a hard reality. But I think that speaks to like, it reflects, it just like mirrors of who you are, right? So if you look around you and you have like really, really good circle of people or, you know, whatever, like that, that you just, it's like an easy thing. It's not like you need to like quickly like contemplate it, but you get back what you put out. Mirror yourself. You got that right. It's, but I think it's just a quick little like tell of, you know, or it's just like, do I like these people that are around me? And if I do, then like, you know, that's, they're kind of just reflection of like, of who you are, how authentic you're being, you know, and things like that. So yeah, just, I feel like it's just like a natural thing, to be honest with you. I think when you're younger, it's definitely like something that you like struggle with and you kind of learn how to do, right? It is. It's a struggle, sir. I know. We'll get there. I know. We'll get there. We just started together, you know? So we got a long ways together. I can't wait to, we'll be growing together, you know, going forward. So I think that's all that I have here. I guess this last one is, how do you remain pure, and what was the lowest point in your life and what caused you to turn your life around? So I kind of want to just combine these two questions because they're kind of like similar. So what was the lowest point in your life? What caused you to turn your life around? And how do you remain pure nowadays? I'm grateful for you, Sarah. Double heart. So the lowest point in my life was probably the transition between leaving my job as a CPA and going into the fitness space. Because happy Friday, Jafia. That was probably the lowest point in my life because like a lot of things changed at the time. Like I moved to a new city, didn't know anyone, had no friends, just broke up with my girlfriend, left my CPA job that I, you know, did my education for, schooling, worked a year for, left another relationship for, and pretty much left that in the rear view mirror and just like wanted to start off and pick up like in a brand new place, right? So like a lot of things changed for me. Like I lost my my job basically. This was like 2 years ago, and it was like a reset for me, right? And I would personally say sort of like something that I guess like helped me to like change my life around was, be it just like, I just didn't even know where to turn, and I was just like, I've always been like Catholic, so I basically was like, I'm gonna just step into my faith more. I'm gonna start going to church every Sunday. I'm gonna start listening to Christian podcasts, worship music, and like that's why I'm so passionate about my faith, because I feel like I just put my faith in something that was bigger than myself, and it brought me out of like a really deep hole that I felt like I was in. So come to Wisconsin, come visit Tune Up, the Manly Salon, so we can beard you up, please. I'm down for that. That's what caused me to turn my life around. And how do I remain pure now? Like, something I recently started doing was just like reading my Bible. I am almost done with, I'm starting off with the Gospels, which are first books in the New Testament. It talks about Jesus' life. Almost done with the first book of Matthew, which is the first gospel, and just like learning more about Jesus and my faith in the different biblical perspectives and the way that he lived his life and things like that. Like, that literally helps me stay on the path, stay straight edge, and, you know, literally remain authentic in who I am, love who I am, remain, have a positive mindset, have a lot of self-confidence. So like all these things that I talk about today, I'm telling you, like, I've learned, like, I think a lot of that from just being a godly man and becoming more of a godly man in my faith. And I'm still getting there. Like, I still mess up. I still like have days where I'm like, you know, I could have done better today. Like, I wasn't, you know, my thoughts weren't like what I wanted them to be, you know. But you know, that's the whole story of the Gospels and things like that. So you learn how to like forgive yourself, you learn how to get rid of your shame and just like throw it away. It doesn't, you know, it's not relevant anymore, and you keep moving forward and you help others do that. to the best you can going forward. So, yeah, that is all I wanted to say. We spent an hour together. I don't know who was here for a whole hour, but I'm glad you spent your hour with me. And if you're catching on the replay, I love you guys too. And have a safe Friday night. That's all the questions I wanted to talk about today. I'll see you guys this time, back here this time next week. And just have a safe Friday night. Have a safe weekend. And I'll see you guys soon, okay? Peace.